Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here on this episode, we'll talk about preparing for the possibility of losing your job, because the best defense is a strong offense. Welcome back to the Feed the Pig podcast. We took a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back. We've got a bunch of new episodes over the next couple of months, so definitely stay tuned for more episodes as we go through the summertime and into the fall of 2009. So today, we have a gentleman joining us. His name is Steve. Hi, Steve. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me here.
Now, Steve, tell me a little bit about yourself. I understand that you have some concerns about the way the economy is affecting your job.
I do. My company, I've been hearing a lot of rumors about layoffs, and knowing what's going on with the economy, you know, it's definitely something to be worried about. I'm also a fairly new employee, so I'm looking around wondering, you know, what should I do if I am anticipating losing my job if that happens? Are there certain things I should be looking out for, certain things I should be asking my employer about, anything I can do to be prepared?
Now, how long have you been with this company?
About 6 or 7 months.
And did you, when you joined the company, did you get health insurance? Did you get the 401k? Did they include that?
It's included a health plan and a 401k plan.
Okay, great. I want to introduce you now to Jordan Amon. Jordan is a CPA from New Jersey and a regular here on the Feed the Pig podcast. So thanks for joining us again, Jordan.
No problem, Tim. How are you?
Good. This is Steve. And, you know, Steve's concerned. He feels like that he might be at risk for layoffs at his company because he's a new employee, and maybe last in might be first out kind of scenario. What are some of the things? He's been able to get he's got health insurance through them. He's got a 401k. You know, what do you think should be his first move if he finds himself in the unfortunate position of having been laid off?
Well, Steve, the first thing I'd like to say is I give you credit for thinking about it in advance. Most people kind of, are paralyzed by fear and don't do anything to prepare for it. So you're ahead of the game in that respect. And I think the first thing to do is look at your emergency fund. Do you have an emergency fund established? And if you do, that's terrific. And if you do you have enough? Do you have 6 months? How long do you anticipate your job loss being? So the first thing would kind of be taking stock of what you have and saying, do I have sufficient assets and money put aside? Should I lose my job and be out of work for a while? So that'd be the first thing. The second thing would be, in anticipation of losing your job and to build up your emergency fund should you not have sufficient, is look at your spending habits. Put together a budget, and a realistic budget. Say, you know what, I'm taking out, $300-$400 a month in cash from the ATM, and I'm not really sure where it goes. Track your spending. And what you want to do is say, listen, I have to pay for my rent or my mortgage, whatever the case may be. I need food. I need medicine. You know, if you lose your job, you're likely going to go on COBRA for health insurance, and your expense will be substantially more than it is now. So you have to kind of look at those things and say, listen, if the worst does happen, what bills can I not avoid? And then look at everything else and say, which of these can I pare down to get a better position, either to put more money away in anticipation of losing a job or to make the funds you have last should you lose your job.
And is there any way to help plan for this budget? Is there anything, say, online that I could take a look at sort of to plan out this budget, because I really don't have an emergency amount fund set aside?
There are some great resources on a website called feedthepig.org. Feed the Pig website is designed for a 25 to 34-year-old to get access to these tips and these tools. There's information on creating an emergency fund. But in terms of creating a budget, it's very simple, on an Excel spreadsheet, on a piece of paper, on the back of a napkin, say, right now I have a job and this is the amount of money coming in. And then go through your checkbook, your online banking, and say, this is what I'm spending my money on. These are the things that I can't avoid. This is my rent. This is my health insurance. This is, taxes, whatever the case may be. And everything after that is what we call our discretionary spending. Clothing outside of the necessary clothing, dining out. Even your food bills, to some extent, can be reduced. We can go from eating more expensive to eating a lot more macaroni and cheese. So it really is a matter of figuring out and saying, this is where my money is going now. how can I stretch that dollar the furthest, you know, in the case of an unfortunate event like losing your job.
Let's play out the scenario, though, Jordan, for Steve. Say he finds himself, you know, called into the office and HR is there and they give him the bad news. What are some of the issues that he's going to face in that meeting and that he should be prepared to talk about?
The first thing you need to find out is, are they giving you any severance pay? You know, are they giving you 2 weeks, 2 months, nothing? You know, are they giving you anything so you know, okay, after tomorrow I have nothing else coming in? Are they paying you out for any unused vacation that you may have earned? Do they provide any outplacement or, you know, job placement resources for people that they're laying off, any out counseling services? And then we touched on it briefly, but in terms of medical insurance, you know, what would the cost for COBRA be? And, you know, COBRA generally is 18 months after you lose your job, you can stay on it. And, you know, find out what date do I need to submit my paperwork by to be covered so I don't have a lapse in coverage. So these are some of the things you need to ask about in that meeting. You know, I would say it would be severance, your health insurance COBRA, and, you know, any outplacement services.
What happens to the 401k plan, you know, during this meeting? How do I bring that up? What are the issues involved with that?
That's a great question. That's what I was about to say, is that you also need to find out what the retirement plan allows in case of separation. Do they require you to take your money out within a certain period of time? And if so, what is that period of time and where do you get the paperwork from? If they do require you to take your money out, then what you would like to do is roll that over to another qualified plan if you take a new job, or an individual retirement account, an IRA. You can go through any bank or financial institution and get rollover forms. If the money transfers directly from the 401k into a rollover IRA, there'll be no tax on it and no penalty. Should you receive those funds directly and use them, not only will they withhold 20% for federal taxes, but you could be subject to a 10% penalty if you're under the age of 59 and a half and you don't roll it over into something new.
Well, Steve, you seem like a pretty bright guy, especially based on the fact that you're thinking about this ahead of time, so I think you're probably going to be fine.
Well, I'm also looking ahead for my brother, because I know he's, you know, he's in a tough industry too, and, you know, he's got a wife, he's got, you know, a one-year-old daughter. So, you know, is there anything, you know, thinking about him that he can do for his family?
Well, the most important thing, and, you know, we've covered this in a wide array of the podcast, the most important thing you can do is plan ahead. And really, it comes down to the basics of socking away as much money as you can into an emergency fund and really looking at your expenses and saying, you know, what am I spending money on now that I can avoid? And you know what? You can't plan for an emergency once it happens. The only time to do it is beforehand. So, you know, the best way to manage your assets efficiently and to, you know, save as much money as you can is to really be diligent about it, think about it ahead of time, and say, okay, I'm not going to bury my head in the sand. You know, should I do all this and I not lose my job? The downside is I spent a few months not spending money and now I have a little nest egg that I could use for something positive. And if you do lose your job, you're more prepared for it than you would have been otherwise.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time, because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Politziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.